Hey, folks, Pastor Greg here, and I'm here with some dear friends, and we are interceding and praying for our nation, by the way. Y'all are welcome to join us on this prayer call that we do each and every Tuesday. We pray from about 11:30 Central Time or 12:30 Eastern Time, and we pray for about a half hour, 45 minutes. You can join us anytime that you would like. The call-in number, if you would like to jot it down, is 712-832-7000, 712-832-7000, and the code is 397-5794, 397-5794, and you're welcome to join us if you'd like to intercede for our nation. All right, what I'd like to do now and what we are all in agreement, we're going to pray. If there's anyone out there that is suffering from COVID right now, we want to pray a healing prayer over you right now. And the Word of God says that when two or more are gathered, He's there in the midst of them, and that if we would touch and pray and agree, that He brings it to pass. And so, by faith, we believe that God wants to do a healing work in your life today. And so, we are going to pray this prayer together. Heavenly Father, I worship You, knowing that You care about the circumstances surrounding the deadly COVID virus that is attacking the people of the earth. I believe that You've given people authority in Christ Jesus to stop this plague according to Your word. Jesus said, Matthew 16:19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Luke 10:19, I give to you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the authority of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lord Jesus, thank You for giving us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I believe and receive them by faith and declare that though I live in the world, I do not wage war as the world does. My weapons are mighty through the power of God for the pulling down of the stronghold of the COVID-19 virus. Holy Spirit, we know that You were present at the conception, development, and engineering of the COVID-19 virus, and believe that You established counter-engineering within the virus framework to activate immediate destruction whenever born-again believers in Jesus agree to release faith-filled words by Your anointing. I thank You that Your power is present to infuse, execute, and establish everything fully and completely by the following words that I pray in the name and by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Let any programmed alterations, obstructions, hindrances, and blocking mechanisms that have been released to obstruct the language and effectiveness of this prayer concerning the COVID-19 virus be permanently destroyed by the fire of God. Holy Spirit, please tune the frequency of my faith-filled words to resonate with the frequency of the faith of heaven. Let the faith of heaven activate Your counter-engineering and be applied to resonate with the virus frequency of each COVID-19 virus strand that is functioning and multiplying anywhere in the universe. Let the powerful frequency of the faith of heaven be fully amplified now to arrest and stop the COVID-19 virus wherever it is functioning. Now let the COVID-19 virus be decimated by the fire and brimstone of Almighty God and the ashes blown to the abyss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Let the breath of God cleanse and breathe newness of life in the air and on surfaces and within the human body to heal and establish strength, wholeness, and fullness of health. I thank You, Lord, that as I focus my mind on You, then You will keep me in perfect peace. As I live this life of faith and dwell in the secret place under the shadow of the Most High, I will always be shielded from harm. Therefore, evil cannot prevail against us, nor disease come near my dwelling. No weapon formed against me can prosper. This is my inheritance as a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is from him. Amen. And now I'd like to pray the prayer for those that might have taken the injection. And so let us begin with that. Holy Spirit, I thank you that your power is present to infuse, execute, and establish everything fully and completely that is prayed for every person on this call, every person that will listen to this recording under the sound of my voice, and all of them of a specific group of people that are included in this prayer, which is all of those whose names I have just mentioned. As I speak the words of this prayer, I do so by faith in the authority of the name and the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Let any program changes, hindrances, and blocking mechanisms that have been established to obstruct the language and effectiveness of this prayer be permanently destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, may you be glorified as your miraculous healing and powerful transformations are performed. Let the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God cleanse, sever, remove, and destroy all the following elements, including all backups, replacements, double portions, and original designs, all defects of all genes by correcting any mutations, retrieving any deletions, and removing any additions, all abnormal epigenetic tags that promote disease and destruction, so that the DNA is reestablished in perfect balance to the golden mean, all imprinting on all genes established by the iniquity and idolatry of generational bloodlines and every abusive word, action, and or person. Let the declared nano-healing prayers be forced by your life-giving spirit and protected, be enforced by your life-giving spirit and protected by your holy heavenly hosts. Let the DNA and RNA proofreading and repair processes that God created be made concise and accurate to maintain the purity of the DNA and RNA that has been cleansed and healed. Retune the resonance and frequency of the DNA and RNA to its original heavenly resonance and frequency until it is restored in perfect harmony with God's plan and ordained destiny. Let the frequencies of the faith-filled words of prayer be aligned with the frequencies of the faith of heaven to destroy the ability of each pathogen and spike protein, causing infirmity, disease, and death. Father, in your loving kindness, let all the following elements that were used in the development, manufacturing, and or preservation of all pathogens and vaccinations received be encapsulated in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Plant, fungi, mammal, fish, reptile, bird, insect, microorganism, and human components, synthetic and natural mRNA, RNA, and DNA, as well as all nanotechnology, heavy metals, stabilizers, gelatin, antibiotics, adjuvants, carbohydrates, proteins, lipids, salts, acids, bases, culture media, and other toxins and chemicals. Let changes to any part of the body that were caused by any infection or vaccination be corrected and restored to your original design and function. Let all pathogenic priming and programming of inflammation, autoimmune disease, antibody-dependent enhancement, and cognitive behavioral changes be cleansed with the immune system, mind, and body. Let the neuroplasticity of the nervous system engage in synaptic pruning to remove the neural connections that were damaged. Let the neural nets of all conditioned fear responses to disease and death be disengaged and destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And let new neural pathways of love, power, and soundness be created in their place until the love of the Prince of Peace rules and reigns once again. Let the layers and additive adverse effects impacting the heart, soul, mind, strength, and body as a result of each vaccination received be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I command the power of all viruses, virus particles, and spike proteins being transmitted from vaccinated people to cease immediately. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, let all adverse effects of transmitted pathogens and spike proteins, especially to the nervous, cardiovascular, hematologic, respiratory, and reproductive systems, be arrested. Let the redemptive power of the Holy Spirit be applied until health and wholeness are restored. Let each spike protein be returned to the enemy's counterfeit crown and all of it delivered to the abyss on a crown of thorns. Father, please observe and collapse all quantum superposition entanglements between all of those who listen now live and are a part of this prayer, or those that will listen to the recording of this prayer, and the various purposes, components, and adverse effects of all pathogens and vaccinations. Let these entanglements and associated memories be cleansed from their entire being to the quantum level with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in Nazareth that came in the flesh and sent to the lake of fire. Let these entanglements be replaced with an unbreakable quantum superposition entanglement with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the declared dark energy prayer procedures be enforced and executed now. Lord Jesus, your word states the last enemy to be destroyed is death. You have the keys of the unseen world and of death. Therefore, let the power of your death, burial, and resurrection be applied to all pathogens and vaccinations that have accumulated in the body. Let their evil power to cause disease and death be totally removed and destroyed. Thank you for delivering us from the perilous pestilence and the promise that no plague may come near our dwelling. You became a curse for us, and by your stripes we were and are healed. Lord Jesus, we give you all the thanks and all the praise, for you are Yahweh, Rapha, the one who heals. Amen.